Are you in a situation or a relationship where someone in your life constantly makes you doubt yourself, or you feel like you're on this big roller coaster all the time? You never know which way it's going to turn or twist this time. Is there someone in your life who acts really nice to you sometimes, and then the next day or the next hour, they act like a completely different person and you feel kind of almost afraid of them, or you're walking on eggshells with them all the time? Is there someone in your life who is always making you wait or procrastinating or refusing to talk to you or take responsibility for anything they've done that hurt your feelings or made you upset? If so, you might be dealing with someone who's passive aggressive. And if this is a constant ongoing behavior, you might be dealing with a passive aggressive narcissist. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today at queenbeing.com. How to identify and deal with a passive aggressive narcissist. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, hit that subscribe button, stick with me, and let's get going. So passive aggression is most often going to be used by narcissists who are of the covert nature. The more overt type will only use this in a situation where other people might be watching, for the most part, unless they're just doing it to mess with your head. But the more covert types of narcissists will use this because they can deliberately express themselves in a way that's kind of masked, if you will, kind of covers up the true intention, but you know exactly what they mean. And usually this is related to expressing feelings of frustration or anger or narcissistic rage. It's about getting back at whoever their target is. So for example, they might say things like, okay, fine, whatever, when you win an argument. Or if you can tell that they're angry and frustrated, they're snipping around and snapping around, they might be like, what do you mean? I'm not mad. I have no idea what you're talking about. Even when they're obviously being hostile and clearly very upset about something. Or maybe they procrastinate. They make you late for everything. And they'll say something like, well, I didn't know we were leaving right now. Or let's say that they're cooking hamburgers on the barbecue grill and they know that you like your hamburger to be really well done, like I do. No pink, please. And yet they give you a hamburger that's completely raw on the inside. And then when you say something to them, they might go, you just want everything to be your way all the time. What's wrong with my way? Or everybody likes a raw hamburger. What are you talking about? Is there something wrong with you? So basically they do what you ask by making you the hamburger, but they do it in a way that makes it kind of worthless to you because you don't want to eat a raw hamburger. And then when you actually say, hey, would you mind cooking my burger for another 20 minutes? If you're me, I like my stuff well done. Then, you know, instead of just saying, oh, sorry about that, let me just throw it back on the grill, they might go, you're such a perfectionist. Why do you want everything your way? Or whatever they say. Or for example, let's say that you have dinner plans and this person decides they're going to go out with their friends instead. Then they just don't show up to dinner. They stand you up and you're left wondering what happened. And then when you ask them about it, they go, what do you mean? I know I told you I was going out with my friends. Clearly they never told you. This kind of looks like gaslighting, but it's also passive aggressive. Or they might give you a backhanded compliment. Like, wow, for someone with such a big nose, you sure can pop that lipstick. Or, wow, for someone who only has an associate's degree, you sure have done well for yourself. And then there's the good old, you know, what do you mean? I was just joking, when they hurt your feelings. Or the whole, oh, you're overreacting to everything. What's wrong with you? Why are you getting so upset all the time? Stuff like that. So that's the kind of behavior that we're talking about, passive aggressive behavior. It can also involve playing the victim or being negative all the time, being overly dependent on you. Like, I can't even get my own coffee in the morning. I'm going to just die of thirst if you don't come make me the coffee. Forgetting your birthday or an anniversary or something else that's important to you. Denying that they did any of those things, you know, passive aggressive behavior. So how do you deal with this? Well, the first thing you have to do is be aware of what you're dealing with. Recognize the signs that you're dealing with passive aggressive behavior. It's sort of like sugarcoating the hatefulness. Instead of just saying what they mean, they kind of put a real, real thin coat of sugar on it. But, you know, you're probably an empath or at least someone who understands people really well. So you probably see right through that stuff if you're anything like me. But remember, this person is out to get back at you for some reason or to punish you for something. But if you can quickly identify, hey, this is passive aggressive behavior, or hey, that's passive aggressive behavior, you're one step closer to overcoming this problem. And the first step is to disengage from that person and that behavior. So watch for these behaviors. You know, watch for someone who gossips all the time or somebody who's always procrastinating in order to make your life harder. I mean, we all procrastinate a little bit, right? But when someone's doing it constantly to you as a way to manipulate and control you, then this is passive aggressive behavior. Watch for the silent treatment. Watch for someone who pretends they don't hear you or they don't understand you or they can't get what you're saying. That's a typical narcissist tactic as well. And then, like I said, number two, you refuse to engage with that person. They want you to act out on your frustration with their behavior. They want a reason to come back at you and play the victim or act like you've done something wrong to them. They kind of want you to act out their feelings. It's one of the forms of narcissistic supply. But if you can recognize these behaviors up front and make the choice to not engage, make the choice to gray rock, as we discussed in my most recent video, then you don't have to get involved in this power struggle that they have going on. So when you feel this stuff coming on and you know when it's happening, you and I both know when it's happening, then you change the way you react or you don't react at all. You remind yourself that this is passive aggressive behavior and that you've seen this before. And you tell yourself, I am not falling for this time. And then you don't. You recognize that by giving them any of your emotional energy, it's just going to escalate and get worse and worse and worse until it explodes. Now this one, number three, is a little controversial, but it's about calling them out. I don't want you to tell a narcissist you're a narcissist, because then they'll just look it up and call you a narcissist or worse. I don't want you to tell a narcissist you're being passive aggressive. Same deal. They're just going to try to figure out how to manipulate you with that statement. But the thing is, someone who's acting in a passive aggressive way on a habitual level, their main goal is to not directly confront you and for them to not have to openly acknowledge the way they're behaving, their frustration, their anger. In cases where you're not dealing with a narcissist, calling this person out could potentially affect positively your future. But if you are dealing with a narcissist, calling them out is going to make them slightly uncomfortable and they may retaliate in some way. So if you're going to say anything, keep your straight face like you're gray rocking and in a calm, non-emotional, non-judgmental, calm, slow, soft voice, say something like, well, it sure seems like you're angry at me for asking you to take out the trash or whatever it is. It seems as though you're angry at me for doing XYZ or for asking XYZ. Just point out the fact that they are demonstrating some level of anger. In a lot of cases, it will kind of pattern interrupt them. It'll kind of shock them into going, wait a minute, this person sees through this, and then they'll have to rethink their strategy. And this brings me to my last point, number four, and that is to let them off the hook. I'm not saying that you should do this permanently. I'm saying if you must deal with this person, then let them off the hook. So what I mean is, once you've called them out and you've said, hey, I can see that you're angry, they will absolutely deny that they're angry. They won't go, oh, you're right, I am angry, and here's my feelings about this, and this, let's resolve this like normal people. That doesn't work that way. But they will deny being angry, especially when you are dealing with a covert narcissist who doesn't want that direct confrontation. So when they deny that, you can say, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I just wanted to let you know what I was thinking in that moment, or I just wanted to share that with you. And at that point, then you just kind of step back quietly and you don't say anything else. You just let it be what it is. And what you've done is you've made this person aware of the fact that, okay, I see you. I see your anger. And now they have to think about that. And maybe they're going to try, like I said, a different tactic to express themselves. Or if they're not a narcissist, maybe they'll try to actually deal with something on a healthy level. But either way, you don't have to justify or defend yourself for recognizing the anger. You simply state it, and then when they deny it, which they will, then you be okay with that. You don't need to be right. You just need to be heard. The narcissist needs to be right. So by letting them know that you have seen the anger, in a healthy relationship, you'll be telling them this behavior needs to change. In a relationship with a toxic narcissist, you're essentially going to pattern interrupt them long enough to maybe make them be a little nicer in the meantime. But in any case, if you are in a relationship with a toxic narcissist, and I know I tell you this all the time, but it's true, you really need to consider getting out and going either low contact or no contact. However, in the meantime, by calling out this person's anger in a calm and non-judgmental way, you are giving this person a little bit of insight into their own behavior, as well as pattern interrupting them so that if nothing else, they will step back and try to come up with a new way to express this frustration. Be very careful if you're dealing with someone who has been or might become physically aggressive toward you. Don't waste too much energy playing games with that person's head. You probably need to consider getting out on an emergency basis. Be aware of your own feelings in this situation too. It's really difficult to recognize what's actually happening when you're dealing with one of these people because it is very subtle, very indirect. But when you see it, you can't unsee it. You might find yourself feeling angry or betrayed, confused, and powerless, helpless, because they won't cooperate, they won't talk to you, they won't share things with you that are helpful. They won't work through the issues. But like I said, reacting is the worst thing you can do. If you try to get them to listen, if you nag at them, if you get upset or cry or yell, you're going to find that they're going to become increasingly angry. The conflict becomes escalated. So don't be passive and don't be aggressive. Just be assertive. If you choose to address this in an effort to fix something in the relationship, make sure that your partner is not otherwise toxic. If you are dealing with a narcissist or someone who has no empathy, it's not going to work. So make sure that you're fully aware of that. As a matter of fact, take a look at the video I'm leaving for you right here, because that will help you to fully kind of figure out, am I really dealing with a narcissist? So if you are dealing with someone who's just a kind person, but who has this bad habit of passive aggressive behavior, or they don't know how to confront you for some reason, then you can try to come at them with the "we have a problem" kind of thing, so that you're not saying you are the problem. You can just say, "we have a problem we need to work through." Because by saying to that person, "you are the problem," then you're shaming them. And just to be perfectly transparent, oftentimes people who are in relationships with toxic narcissists will develop passive-aggressive behavior because they are not allowed to express themselves openly. And so if that happens, and you're in a relationship with one of these people, recognize that this could just be narcissistic fleas. And if that's the case, there's help. In that case, you want to make sure that you don't blame this person. You don't want to judge the person. You don't want to shame the person. But you do want to describe what it is that they're doing that's bothering you. And you want to explain to them how it affects you and your relationship. And you want to say what you want to happen. And with a healthy partner, you can ask them to help you come up with a solution for this problem. But remember, if you are in a toxic relationship, none of those things will work. You will just have to call out the behavior for what it is in order to pattern interrupt their usual behavior. But in any case, when you're dealing with a narcissist, use the Grey Rock method and don't give them your emotional energy under any circumstance when they're pulling manipulation and game playing with you. Set your boundaries in either case. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, have you ever been in a relationship with someone who used passive aggressive behavior as a way to express themselves or control you? And if so, how did you deal with it? Did you try any of the techniques I mentioned here today, or did you use something else? Either way, please share your thoughts, experiences, and ideas in the comments section below, because you might help someone else get through a hard time in their own lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's good karma for you, my friend.
Here's the bloopers.
I am my little office cat. La, 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 la. And the question of the day is, have you ever... La, 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 la. Before I go, I want to remind you, I'm going to leave a playlist for you right here. On that playlist, you're going to find a lot of helpful information. So I hope you find that helpful. Go ahead and take a look at it right now. Before I wrap up for the day, I want to say thank you to my amazing channel members, those people who choose to support me through the YouTube membership program. Your contributions to this channel make it easier for me to make videos and to make better videos for you and to make more videos for you. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. You also help me serve the community in so many other ways so that more people can learn what narcissistic abuse is and how to understand what they're going through and then how to overcome it and evolve into the person they truly want to be. And that is truly my mission in life. So I sincerely want to say thank you so much for that. And to everyone who likes my videos, subscribes to my channel, comments on my videos, shares my videos, thank you. You are also helping me spread this message just a little bit further, and it really does mean the world to me. Thank you so much. As always, thanks for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. And hey, if you're still here, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.